Okay, today is Daf Lamed Beis, the lave. The lave of Masechtas Nedarim is right here. We're on Daf Lamed Beis, actually. We're on the second line from the top. Rav Shimon ben Gamliel Omer, lo le Moshe Rabbeinu bikesh. We'll learn today's Daf for Rav Shlomo for Shimon Tzvi ben Peril. So, second line. Rav Shimon ben Gamliel Omer, lo le Moshe Rabbeinu bikesh Satan laharog. The Satan didn't want to kill Moshe Rabbeinu. Ella, rather, lo oso tinok, the baby. Right? The baby. Not Moshe. The Sutton didn't come to kill. The Sutton came to kill the baby. Why? So the Marsha says something fascinating. Apparently, according to the Marsha, that according to the Marsha, Rav Shimon ben Gamliel must hold that Moshe made a t'nai with Yisro that he wouldn't give a bris milah to his son. He made an agreement with Yisro that he wouldn't give a bris milah to his son. So the Malach had no tie-in on Moshe. He made an agreement. What can I do about that?
It's strange.
And therefore...
But the first son.
What? Yeah, I don't know about the first son. I don't know.
That's right.
Right. And he says, that's why Tzipora did the bris milah and not Moshe, because she never made such an agreement with her father. Right? Okay. Anyway, Shenemra, like it says... Ki chasan damim atali. Tseure, mikari chasan, who's the chasan? Haviomer, zetinok, it's the baby. Darsh Rabbihuda barbizna, bishashinis rashal Moshe Rabbeinu, min hamila. When Moshe Rabbeinu was weak in not doing bismila, bo af vechema, af and chema came, two angels of destruction, ubila uhu, and they wanted to kill him. What?
Swallow
him, right. Why is Moshe Rabbeinu Chayav Misa for this? Why is he Chayav Misa?
You're supposed to
Chayav Misa. You're not Chayav Misa for that.
Oh.
So it's not such an simple answer. Some say because...
You can usually hire a lawyer to do it anyway.
You're not Chayav Misa.
Right.
Some say because Moshe has a status, which is going to contradict what we said yesterday. Moshe had the status of a Ben Noach. And a Ben...
Okay.
What? Yeah. They weren't considered Bnei Avraham till Matan Torah. So he was the status of a Ben Noach. And a Ben Noach is chayiv even for anything they do wrong. That's one answer. It's not such a good... Second answer is that Hashem judges the tzaddikim more harshly.
On
higher standards, exactly. Not more harshly, higher standards. Velo shayru mimenu ad raglov. And he didn't come to bother him until his feet. Right? The Ran says, Makom Hamila.
The snake
came around up to his feet, up to... Didn't expose... So, I saw someone said, it doesn't make any sense. How does the snake do that? What happened was he started at the top, started at the head, and stopped at the Mila. So Tzipora saw, oh, look at this. It must be what it's about. Right? When it says Raglav, it doesn't mean Raglav. It means going down to the Raglav. Miad, v'tigach Tzipora. Tzipora took tzor, or a flint, v'tichros is erlas bina, and she performed the bris milah. Not here, but in Avodah Zarah, there's a whole sugya if women can do bris milah. It's a big sugya about that. Miad, right away, v'yaref mimenu. The malach went away. Ba'os Hashah, at that time, b'kish Moshe Rabbeinu, v'hargon, Hashem, Moshe wanted to kill these bad malachim. Get him out of the way. Shenemar haref ma'od va'azov chema. V'yesh omrim l'chema hargu. Some say taka chema, he taka killed. Shenemar, like it says, chema ain't li. There's no more chema. I v'aksiv, it says, ki agarti b'bnei af v'achema. I, later in the Torah, it says chema's back. How can he be killed if he's back? So the Gemara says, no, trei chema have it. There were two chemas. Two different angels with the same name. What? Yeah, Ibai Seima or
B.
What?
Plan B.
Yeah, Plan B. Or Ibai Seima Gunda de Chema. It means the troop of Chema. The troop, the soldiers of Chema. What?
How do you kill an angel?
I don't know.
You can't ask questions.
You can't ask questions like that.
I don't understand.
Right?
I don't understand.
You're not supposed to.
An angel question.
What? Yeah.
An angel.
Tanya, Rebbe Omer, Gedola Mila, Mila so amazing, She'ein Lecha Mi, Shenes Asik B'mitzvos K'Avram Avinu. There was nobody that was involved in mitzvos like Avram Avinu, nobody. V'lo Nikra Tamim, Ella al Shein Mila. And he wasn't called Tamim until he had a Bismillah. Shenamar, like it says, Hitalech Lafanai Veheye Tamim. Uksiv, and it says, Ve'etna Brisi Beini Ubeinecha. And I'll give a bris to me and you. Okay? Ask the Ksav Sofer, how do you know that Mila, how does this prove that Mila is greater than any other mitzvah? Right? Gedola Mila. Mila is so awesome. Because he wasn't called Tamim until he had the Bris Mila, right? Maybe it's very small. It's not such a big mitzvah, but it's the last. It's the last shink in the armor. It's that last thing. It's a very small mitzvah, but that gave him shlemus. Till then, he wasn't shalim, and now he's shlemus. So, how do you know it's great? It says gedol amila, because until then, it wasn't tavim. Yeah, he was 99%, and now he was 100%. So it's worth 1%. Why do you make it sound like it's worth so much? You don't see that question?
I do.
Not a bad question. Not a bad question.
But the Aquabin doesn't work well because that wasn't his last test.
What? I know, but it was whatever. I know. Whatever Tommy means, he didn't have that title till this. So the Gemara says Gedola Mila. Maybe it's not so Gedola. Maybe it's average, but it was what he needed to become Tommy. Right? Well, you're missing 1%, you're not complete. So how do you know it's such an amazing thing? So he says something a little esoteric. What he says is like this. He says that that the Rambam says, the Rambam, right, the rational philosopher says that Mila is a shmira on Taiva. Imagine how bad people would be if they didn't have a Bris Mila, Jews. That's what Mila is. The Rambam, the rationalist, says this. Okay? In Mor Nevuchim. Right? It's not some Hasidic Torah. The Rambam says it. That Mila helps with your taiva. So what was Avram Avinu without the Mila? He's an unbelievable Gibar.
Right?
He was an unbelievable Gibar. To be the way he was without a Bris Mila. Once he got the Bris Mila, what?
Taiva wasn't so strong.
Taiva wasn't so strong. So he sort of went down a little bit. He went down in status. Now he's got the Mila to help him. He doesn't need to do it on his own anymore. You see this? See what Mila is? Not 1%. It's the whole Torah. Mila is shuckled to the whole Torah, which we're going to say in a minute. It's unbelievable vart. You hear this? No, you don't hear the vart? Right? So when you said that Avram was missing just Mila, you know what he was missing? He was missing the whole Torah. And that's what Mila gave. Exactly. That's exactly the point. It's unbelievable vart. Davar achar, gedola Mila, sheshakula keneged kol mitzvos, Sheba Torah. Mila's so great, it's ke'ilu.
Counterbalances, he says.
Yeah?
Yeah.
All the mitzvos in the Torah. Shenemar, al ki al piyad dvar me'ele v'gomer. How many mitzvos are shakled to the whole Torah? No.
Tzitzis.
Mila. I think there are seven.
The six Shabbos,
seven.
Right?
Shabbos. Avodah Zarah. Torah. What else?
Maybe Eretz Yisrael.
There's like six or seven. Okay. Davar Acher. Another pshat. Gedola Mila. Said that already?
No, Gedola. There's two of them.
Oh, Gedola Mila. Shel Male Mila. Lo Niskay Mushamayim Va'aret. If not for Mila, the earth would not be Mekayim. Shenema, like it says, Imlo Brisi Yomim Valayla. So asks the Marsha. So we have a Mishnah in Pirkei Avot that says Ashlosha Devarim Olam Kayim. What? No, that's another Mishnah. Shlosha Devarim Olam Omeid is Torah Avodah Gemilas Chasadim. It's not what we said. It says Il Male Mila Lo Niskayimu Shamayim V'aretz. So there's another Mishnah in Pirkei Avot that says which was Kayim. The world is Kayim on three things. What are the three things? Din, Emes, and Shalom. So it should say Din, Emes, Shalom, and Mila. Why is Mila off that list?
So what did you do for 2,000 years before you had the Mila?
I don't know. I don't know. Maybe the answer is what you're saying. So the Marsha answers. So that's a separate question. What's the difference between Shlosh Dvarim Olam Omeid and Shlosh Dvarim Olam Kayim? Right. That's a good question. But the point. But here it says Miskayim.
Rav Dinster,
yeah. We had a whole halacha. What the difference is? So where's Mila?
It's
The Gemara said the world's Mekayim and Bris Mila. So the Marsha enters, that mission is only talking about things about Adon L'Chavera. Din Emes and Shalom Ben Adon L'Chavera. We sort of answers your question. Din Emes and Shalom Ben Adon L'Chavera. This is Ben Adon L'Makom. But how does Mila Ben Adon L'Chavera? The world is Kayim on Adon L'Chavera things, Din Emes and Shalom. This is between you and God.
Other than
should
you suddenly be on the other scale?
Oh, Upligi Derbalazar, Dharma Balazar, Gedolim Torah, Shalmale Torah, Nomis Kai Mishmaim Varet. If not for Torah, the world won't land. So why isn't Torah on the list? Because Torah's on the other three. Right? Okay. Shenera, like it says, Imlo Brisi Yomam Velaila, Chukos Shemayim Varets, Lo Samti. Okay? Good, very good. Next. Amar Yehuda, Amar Rav, Bishah Sha'amalo HaKadosh Baruch Hu Avraham Avinu. When Hashem said to Avraham Avinu, His Halech Lefanai, walk before me, Ve'ayet Tamim, and be Tamim, behold, be complete. Achazazav Rada. He was seized with a terror. Amar, he said, He was seized with a terror.
He was afraid.
He got afraid. He got all afraid. It's a fancy way of saying got afraid. Amar, he said, Shema Yesh Midavar Maguna. Maybe there's something wrong with me.
Why?
Right? What? And Hashem's telling me, you better shape up, you. Right? So he thought, he got a little nervous. Kivan Sha'amalov, Etna, Brisi, Beniyu, Benecha, Niskara, Daito. Then he said, I want to make a treaty between me and you. I felt better. Yotzi Otsa Achutza, he took him outside. Amalofanov, Ribbono Shalom, Histaklakti, B'mazel Shali. I looked at my mazel. I saw my mazel. And my mazel was pretty depressing. It said, my mazel said, the words should be now, V'eini ru'uya laholid ben. And I'm not right to have a son. Right? Amalo, Hashem told him, no. Tzei mi'itzdagninus shalcha. Go out of your... Itzdagninus means go out of your... How do they translate?
Astrological speculations.
Yeah.
What does that mean?
That's not what that means.
What does that mean in English?
That means go out of the box you put yourself in. Basically. Right? Go out of the box you put yourself in. Go out of the mazel you put yourself in. Ain mazel, ain mazel Yisrael. There's no mazel. The Bnei Yisrael are not judged by mazel. There's a Gemara that says they are. It's a complicated Gemara. It's funny because in another Gemara, the Hashem gives a different answer. What's the other answer Hashem gives? Hashem says, that's ain mazel Yisrael. Yeah, Avram's not going to have a son, but Avraham will, and I'm changing your name. Right? So what does this mean? What kind of answer is this?
No mazel?
What? Yeah, ain mazel Yisrael.
Why do you think we change somebody's sickness?
I understand. That comes from that.
That comes from
there. But so that's not what he told him here. Yeah, don't worry about mazel. The other place, he told him, yeah, you worry about mazel. I'm changing your name, so you have a different mazel. Right? Amar Rabbi Yitzchak, Kol hamit tamim atzmo, whoever makes himself tamim, tamim doesn't mean perfect. It means pure. Right? Can't be perfect. Can try. Then mitamim imo. Hashem treats him the same way. Right? Hashem's pure with you. Shinemar, im chasid tis chasad, im gavar tamim titamam. Right? You're a chasid, Hashem treats you with chesed. You're a tamim, Hashem treats you with tamim. Amar of Hoshea, kol hametamim atzmo. If somebody makes himself tamim, Shah omedislo. The hour stands for him. Meaning, he'll have good fortune. Shenemar, like it says, Hitzalech lafonai v'heye tamim uksiv v'hoyisa la'av hamon goyim. Okay. Amar Rebbe, kol hamanachish lo, kol hamanachish, kama, whoever engages in
enchantments,
all these kinds of things.
Witchcraft,
yeah. Lo nachash. Hashem will treat you the same way. Shenemar
will be harassed by
them. Yeah. Shenemar, like it says, Kilo nachash biyakov. Right? There is no nachash in Yaakov. Yeah.
There is enchantment.
What?
There is.
Okay,
Vaha belamed aleph ksiv. It says lo with a lamed aleph.
Right?
Right?
I mean to him.
What?
Lo, with an aleph, it's not.
Right? So what are you talking about? So Ella Mishum Mida Kineged Mida. It's Mida Kineged Mida. We'll see. Oh, give me. Oh, let's look at the Ran. The Ran said, look at the Ran. Ke'es Yomer Liakov. It's in right smack in the middle. Ke'es Yomer Liakov Liyisrael Ma Paul Kel. What words are those? So here's the story. The pasuk says like this. This is Bilam talking. Next week's parsha. It says Kilo Nachash BiYakov. There is no witchcraft in Yaakov. Velo Kesem BiYisrael. No charms. None of that stuff. Then the pasuk continues. Right. It says Ke'es Yomer LiYakov LiYisrael. Like I say to Yaakov and Yisrael, Ma Paul Kel. What has God done? What has God brought? Right? That's the end of the pasuk. Okay? We're using this pasuk to tell me that if you not do nichush, you get nichush back. Right? If you do nichush, you get nichush back. And so the opposite, if you don't do nichush, you don't get nichush back. So how do we prove that? So give me one more minute. We'll do one more line of the Gemara, then we'll go to that run. Tani Ava Braidrab Zera. Call Adam She'ena Menachesh. Any person that doesn't do witchcraft, Machnisin also b'mechita, he goes into a mechita. Shafilu Malachi Hashar is in Yochel L'chanes B'tzocha. Even the angels can't go in there.
A person doesn't do
a
witchcraft.
He's zochet to go where the angels don't go.
Which is where
a person doesn't.
In the mechita of Hashem.
Witchcraft, he goes into a circle.
He goes into Hashem's inner circle.
I don't understand what you mean. Everybody who doesn't do witchcraft.
Shenemar, Kilo Nachash B'Yakov, Velo Kesem B'Yisrael. So what does that mean? Look at the run.
Which one?
The one I said before. Ke'es Yom Liakov Yisrael Ma Paul Kel. Shemalchi Hasharis Yishol Yisrael Ma Paul Kel. The angels are asking, what's God doing now? Ma Paul Kel, what's God busy with? Lefi Shemitoch She'ein on Menachshin, because we don't do Kishuf, Machnisin Osan LeMechitza, we're taken into a Mechitza, into a chamber, they can't go there. That's why the pasuk ends off. Ma Paul Kel. The angel talk. What's God doing now? What's he busy with? We don't know. We're not going to be there. V'nir be'enai. Tahachi nami mida kineged mida. It's mida kineged mida. Shemitoch she'eno holech likras nechashim. You don't be busy with this. Leida ha'asidos, to know the future. Ela batuach ba'hakadosh baruch hu. Be trust in God. Mishum hachi hakadosh baruch hu magal razi olam. Then Hashem will tell you all the secrets. She'enim geluyim lemalachi hashavos, which are not revealed to the angels. Okay, interesting round in Agadata.
So apparently back then this was very prevalent.
So witchcraft?
Yeah.
Yes.
That's what it sounds like.
Yeah. So Yaakov Kamenetsky says, "What do you look at the Chartume Paro?"
Right.
Right. They're able to do.
Right.
Right.
They can do some of it.
What? They can do a lot of it.
Okay.
So Yaakov Kamenetsky says that how come there's no Kishuv today? Well, what happened to it? Where'd it go? You see, the Paro's people had it. So what happened?
They lost it.
Why? So Yaakov Kamenetsky says because we lost Nevuah too. He says always balance. Of Nevuah, what is that? Avodah Zarah?
We lost
Avodah
Zarah, taken away, we lost
Nevuah. Yaakov Kamenetsky says that
Kishuf
is
a derivation.
Is a koach that has to be there, otherwise there's no Bechira. If a Navi tells me something, and the guy Mamash a Navi, he predicts the future, he's a prophet, what kind of Bechira do I have? Oh, there's also a koach like that. Koach of Kishuf. It's a real Koach. Just like Navi's a Koach, Navu is a Koach, that's a real Koach. Right, now I have a choice. So it's a balance. If there's no that, then you don't need that. That's all he's saying.
I thought
that's
the Bodhisattva
was
moved,
you
lost the
book, the yin yang and that. That could be. Here he's where Yaakov Kamenetsky is saying.
Yes.
Makes a lot of sense.
Absolutely.
So it has to be a balance. Otherwise, what's the choices, right? I see God come down from Har Sinai. What kind of choice is that? Oh, but it's also Kishuf. You can also be a Malek and Yisro and all these things. You can do all that. So, okay, fine. I hear. Right? The eagle, they say, danced around. How can an eagle dance around? It's made out of gold. The answer is, there was a Koach.
You see the other side, the Moshe Rabbeinu, the Harshina, so Moshe Rabbeinu being carried on a bed.
Right. All these things. So, so you understand that. Okay, fine. Very good. Next. Amar Abiyavol, this is a very, very easy words. Very easy Gemara. The Hashkafa is very deep. Amar Rabbi Yevo, Amar Belazar. If they man nenesh Avram Avinu, why was Avram Avinu punished? Vinishtabzu banav lemitzrayim masayim ve'eser shanim. Why was he punished to have his children be slaves for 210 years?
It's the Pharaoh Shapasuk.
Yeah, but why?
It's not a punishment. It's going to happen.
The Riff asks, the Riff on the Yaakov asks, but Avram wasn't even punished. His children were punished. How was Avram punished? My name is Avram. Why was Avram punished? Right? The answer is, well, why were his children punished for something he did wrong? Right? So, the answer is, it's Mita Keneged Mita for the answer. Now, what's the answer? Bibnei Sha'asu Ungaria B'Talmud Chacham. Because he bothered the Talmud Chachamim. How? Shenemar. Yeah. The Yarek is Chanichav Yilid Beitho. He took his family, his household, and he took them away from learning Torah or being good, and he made them go be soldiers. Shenemar.
Where is that?
Yeah, when he fought the four kings.
The question is. He had to fight.
What?
Didn't he have to fight?
I don't know.
Why?
The question is, did this happen before the Bris Bein Hatzarim? If it didn't, then what's going on? Why would the Bris Bein Hatzarim, if the Bris Bein Hatzarim happened before this, which we assume it did, because we assume the Bris Bein Hatzarim happened when Avram was 70 years old, before he even left at 75. That's what Rashi says. So that point, Hashem tells him, by the way, your children are going to be... This war didn't even happen yet. The whole punishment because of this doesn't make sense. Very, very difficult. The other answer makes it... Shmuel Amar, no. Ibn Shehifr is Almidosav, Shal Kadosh Baruch Hu, Shinemar, B'mo Eda Ki Arishana. No, Avram's questioning God's ways when he asked him, well, how am I know I'm going to get the land? Oh yeah? I'll show you. Are that already different? But if you hold the other pshat,
it's not better either.
What?
It's
no,
not
at least
better either.
I told you, it's easy words and easy concept. The hashkaf is very difficult. But if you say it's because of the war with the four kings, that happened after the Bris Bein Hatzarim. So what was it, the Bris Bein Hatzarim? Why was Avram told this? But any chet didn't happen yet. That's a separate kasha. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Shehifrish Bnei Adam, Halachnas Tachas Kaf Yashchina. He prevented people from becoming under the Shechina. How so? Shenemar, because the king of Sodom told Avraham, Tein li hanefesh farachush kachla. Now you leave me the people.
That's the same question as the first one.
Correct. And Avraham should have said, no, you leave me the people. But he didn't say that. Then it says, Vayarek eschanichav yulide beitho. He mobilized, good word, the yulide beitho. Rav Amar, shorikin batorah. He stuffed them with Torah. Shmuel Amar, Shariken Bezav. No, gold. Shmona Asar Vishalosh Meos. There was 318 people. So Amar of Ami, Bar Abba, Eliezer Keneged Kulam. Eliezer was Keneged all of them. Right? He was as great as 318 people. Iged Amri, Eliezer, who? The Chushbin Hachyavi. No, there were no 318 people. There was only one person. His name was Eliezer, but his gematria is 318. Right? It's the only number, as far as I know, it's the only number in the Torah. I'm talking about a number of people. It's the only number in the Torah that's an odd number like this. It's always an even number. Count Klal Yisrael. 603,550. Is that Mestaber? That of all 12 tribes, plus the tribes of the three Levi tribes, there's not one odd number? Not one? Could be, it's a coincidence. It could be they rounded it off. Anytime 24,000 people died by next week's parasha with the Magifa. It's exactly 24,000?
No, how much? 600,000.
Not one person off?
How much? 600,000.
603,550. That's the number. We rounded off to 600,000, but it's really 603,550. Every single one, this is the only, as far as I know, it's the only number. It's an odd number. 318. It was 318. Such a strange number. Right? So the answer is, it's not 318, it's Eliezer. Which is Gematria 318.
Yeah, but all those in total, like 2,400 guys, Hashem decreed they should have it. So Hashem knows, right? So Hashem had a certain meaning.
I'm just saying, if you go to
exactly that number.
If you go to a room, a crowded room with a bunch of people, start counting the room, chances are, it's not. There's a 1 in 10 chance it's going to end on a 0. 1 in 10. 90% chance it's not going to end like that.
Right.
90% chance. Right. And all 12, plus the three Leviim, it all ended like that. It's 15 times.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah. And other times, the Magefa, in Korach, they killed 14,700 exactly people. Right? It's always exact. This is the only place, as far as I know, if anyone knows otherwise, let me know. As far as I know, it's the only place where it's exactly a strange number. Why? Because it's not a strange number. Because it's one person. Right? Which, if that's the case, then why did it have to say in the Pasuk, Vayarek es Chanichav? Let it just say, Vayarek es Eliezer. Right? Right? Why did it say that? By the way, how many times is Eliezer's name written in the Torah? The answer is one time. Well, only once. And it's in passing. When Avram says to Hashem, and what? And Damesek Eliezer is going to be my son. He's going to yarshin me. In the whole story with Rivka, not one never says it. Never says his name. Never says it. Never says his name. Only one time is in that place. In Parshas Lech Lecha. And Eliezer is going to become my yarish. That's what's going to happen. It's the only time it says it. Anyway, why does it say it's amazing, no? But Yarek is Eliezer, why does it say Yarek is Chanichav? So you could say the obvious answer that, you know, to minimize the nace. If one guy could destroy a whole army. No, you put together an army, you don't need them. Others say no. Even though there was Eliezer, there was still another 300 people. I want to say 318, say 318. It wasn't just Stam Eliezer by itself. They still had an army. I'm telling you.
When Avram calls Eliezer over to give him instructions.
Never says his name.
Never says his name.
No. Never. Don't take my word for it.
I'm sure you're not saying it, but that's strange.
Yeah.
All the years,
you just assume. Because
yeah.
Rashi says it, and whenever the rabbi talks about it, he says it.
Yeah.
Right?
For
Omer of Ami Bar Abba. Ben Gimel Shanim Hikar Avram as Baro. When Avram was 3 years old, he recognized his creator. Shenemar, like it says, Ekev Hashashama Avram Bekoli, right, because you recognize me, Chush B'nei Meya V'Shivin Tartan. Ekev is Gematria 172, V'Amar Rami Bar Abba, I'm sorry, it's a new thing, and 172, and Avram lived 175, so for 3 years he was without Hashem.
He
was without Hashem. Which means at 3 years old, he recognized Hashem. Right?
Yeah.
Right? Okay. Okay, fine. V'amar Rami Bar, V'amar, and by the way, I once heard a pshat, which is it sounds so simple, and it's so amazing. And Hashem said to Avraham, because you chose me, I choose you. Right? You chose me, and now I choose you. And that's why we're special. Because not that Hashem picked us. He picked us because Avraham picked Hashem. Such a deep vart, if you think about it. How good it is. V'amar Rami Bar Abba, Hasatan v'chush b'nei t'las me'ah v'shitin v'arba. The word Hasatan is Gematria 364. Therefore what? So the Ran says on top, V'yamos hachama is 365. Imkein ikachad yoma d'lesbu reshusa l'satan l'haynu yom ha-kippurim. There's no day, one day a year. It's such a funny thing using the Hebrew days with the solar calendar.
Yeah.
There's one day a year, and what's that day?
Yom Kippur.
So some of the Mefarshim say it's only for averos you do on Yom Kippur. It's right. Who does averos on Yom Kippur? People could. The longer the break you have, the more potential you have. Even if you don't have a break, you have potential. But the Marsha asks an interesting question. Why is the Gematria Hasatan? What's the extra hey?
So it's
huh?
It's the
what?
It's
so there are two answers. So the first of all, the Marsha points out there's no word in the Torah that says Satan by itself.
Satan.
It's always Hasatan. Any place that comes up, it's Hasatan. Satan. What?
Satan's not mentioned.
Whenever the word Hasatan is used as a mashkin, it's always Hasatan. That's one answer. The Eitz Yosef gives another answer. He says, no, take off the word take the whole Hasatan off. That's 5 days more, 5 days more where there's no sins. Right? You're right. Hasatan, why Hasatan? It should just be Satan. So if we're removing the hay, and we say there's one day where there's no sins, what's that? Yom Kippur. 5 more days. What are the 5 days? the 4 days between Yom Kippur and Sukkot, and the first day Sukkot. It's also very nice. Who does Averis on those days?
Also the five tennis.
What?
The five tennis.
You don't do Averis?
Absolutely not. No fasting.
Okay. Next.
Got on the head for it.
Next. V'amar Rami Bar Abba, Tziv Avram, V'tziv Avraham. Right, we changed his name. B'tchila Hamlicha Kodesh Baruch Hu Al-Masayim V'Abar Mishlosha Ivarim. At first, he ruled over 243 Ivarim. U'l-Basav Hamlicha Al-Masayim V'Arvim U'shmon Ivarim. Then he got 248. What five did he get? Eluhin, Shtei Inayim, Shtei Aznayim, V'Rosh HaGviya. Two eyes, two ears, and his private part, which had a Bismillah. What does it mean, two eyes and two ears? So the Ran says something staggering. The Ran says, the second Ran there, B'tchil him licha kodesh baruch al evarav shehen b'rushu so lizar me'aveira. Hashem gave Avram the potential to be nizer from doing an aveira. However, aval eina va'aznav, your eyes and your ears, shal adam eilam b'rushu so. You're not in control. You can't control what you hear.
Sure, you can.
No, you can't control what you hear. That's after you heard it the first time, then you don't have to hear it more. But you can't control what you see. You're walking down the street, you see, oh, I shouldn't be looking at that. You saw it already. You can't control what you see. You can't control what you hear. You can control where you go. You can control what you touch. You can control who you talk to. But you can't control what you do. But you can't control what you see in here. You can't. You're walking, you come out of a subway. Oh man, goodness, I shouldn't be looking at that. You saw it already. You can't control. One minute. Your eyes see and your ears see, you can't control that. Somehow, after Hashem changed his name and he got a Bismillah, he was in control of what he saw and what he heard. It's amazing. That's amazing. And that's why it's considered that five more Ivar. New eyes, new ears. Amazing verse. Okay, and the Bismillah is obvious.
So the
Avers count as what? It's like a new start. He got like a new chios, a new life to his Avarim, even to his eyes and his ears. The rest of it he was always able to control. How do you control what you hear? Somehow he was able to do it. So could we do that too? L'chor we could. Right? I guess so. No?
Now we have to strive for.
Exactly.
So the Avers considered no one approved.
Exactly. Amar Rabbi Bar Abba, my dichtiv, ir katana. What does it mean? A small city, vanoshim, and a lot of people. Ir katana zaguf. That's the body. Anoshim b'maat, small people. Eleivar. That's your limbs. Uboy le melech. It's a pasuk. Uboy le melech gadol v'savavosa zayetahara. That's the yetahara. Ubana aleha mitzudim v'charamim, and the traps and snares. Ela avonos. Those are sins. Umatzah ba'ish mitzkan v'chacham. The good man zayetar tov. Umalet who is the ear b'chachmaso, he's going to save the city with his chachma. That tshuvu ma'isim tovim. That's tshuvu ma'isim tovim. V'adam lo zachar is the ish ha'mesakin. You don't recognize this good man. Ha'u b'shas yetzahara less the midgar le yetzatov. Yeah, when the yetzahara has got you, you ignore the yetzatov. Not interested in what he has to say. V'chachma to'uz l'chacham me'asara shlitim. What does that mean? Hachachma to'uz l'chacham. Give strength to the chacham. That's true v'maisim tovim. What's asar shlitim? The 10 things that can get you to sin. What is that? Shtei inayim, shtei aznayim, shtei adayim, shtei raglayim, rosh hagviya, peh, and the mouth. Okay?
What was that,
Duran? That wasn't Duran. That's a pasuk. That's a Gemara.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Amar b'Zacharia, Mishum b'Shmuel. Hashem wanted to take the kahuna away from shame. Why? Because he said Baruch Avram, and then he said Baruch Kel Elyon. He put Avram first. Shenemar v'hu kohen l'kel Elyon. He was actually a kohen, and Hashem wanted to let him be the kohen. Took it away from him. Asks Tosfos, Avram still from shame. I'll take it from him and give it to him. He's a descendant. He's a ben achar ben. Avram's a ben achar ben of shame, 9 generations. Right? So what do you mean? I took it away from him and I'm giving it to him. It's still him. You hear? Right? What? Exactly. That's a good question, no? So Tosfos asked it. The last Tosfos and before the parak ends. It says, Tema, the Avraham nami ho yimi zara shel shame. Avram was also a descendant of shame. For Yishlomar, the mikal bonav shel shame ka'amar. Maybe it meant all the sons of shame. that it was going to be all the sons of Shem. That didn't happen. That would have been that way.
Figured out if it's Shem, it spreads out to everybody. From
right. So they're all going to be all going.
Right.
Yeah.
But if it's Avram, he eliminates everybody.
Correct. So that's Tosa's answer. That's Tosa's answer. You were going to be such an unbelievable thing. I made it very small. Just Avram's family. Ulbasov nital me'ash mishar banav v'nitna la'avram levado. Just give it to Avram. Inami, another answer. Yesh lomar lefi shelo haya bechar bechal banav. Shem never had a bechar. V'lo haya lo liyareish hakahuna min adin ela dafka bechar. Only the bechar is supposed to inherit. Shem had no bechar, so he had no rights to bequeath it. Comes along, Avram, he'll take it.
Avram was maternally.
So the truth is, by giving it to Avraham, you kept it in Shem's family. Right? But Shem wasn't zochet to it at all, so it's not called Shem's, it's not under Shem's rubric anymore, because he had no right to it. He had no right to bequeath it. It goes to Avram. What happened? Kivan shehiktim brichas Avram brichas amakom. The bracha of Avram was before the bracha of the makom. Hotziyah me'Avram, it was taken out of Avram. Shinemar v'yivarchu, v'yomer baruch Avram kel elyon, karnei shemayim v'aretz, u'baruch kel elyon. Amalo Avram, v'chi makdibin brichas ever lebrichas kono? What are you doing? You put the bracha for me before bracha for Hashem? What kind of thing is that? Me'ad ninel Avram, shinemar n'om Hashem l'adoni, shev li'imini, ad ashit oivecha hadom raglecha, u'basreksiv nishpa Hashem v'lo nacham. Atakorin l'olam, al-debarti malki tzedek, right? Al diburo shel malki tzedek, which we assume is Shem. Right? We assume that Shem is Malki Tzedek. Torah never says that, we assume that. Gemara says it. Hayinu d'chsiv, who kohen le'el elyon? Who kohen? He was a kohen, the ain zaro kohen, and his descendants were not a kohen. There are two halachic points that come out of this Gemara. Very interesting. One is, on Rosh Hashanah night, when you say the yihi ratzon on a fruit or on a vegetable, one of these, that's for yourself. Hashem, you give me a good year. So the post can point out, first you make a bracha. First you go to Hashem. Then you. And the second point is, which is people the Magen, I think one of the Achronim point this out, when you drink L'chaim, first to make a bracha, and then wish L'chaim. Yeah. Don't say L'chaim before you make the bracha. Because right. That's no different than Malki Tzedek did that. Why are you blessing your friend before you bless yourself? Before you bless Hashem. First make a bracha shakal, L'chaim. So many people don't hold from that.
It's a half sip, though.
What?
It's a half sip.
So it's first drink. Take a sip. L'chaim. What, the guy's going to get upset? No.
What purpose of L'chaim is after this?
What do you mean?
You know why we need L'chaim.
Yeah, you make a L'chaim, yeah, because of the mitzvah.
Yeah.
Oh, fine, but it's not for Shem, it's for your friend. It's for your friend. You're wishing your friend L'chaim. You're wishing your friend life. So first you wish your friend, then you bless God. No, that's backwards. First, make a bracha.
If you take this,
then L'chaim.
Drink a little bit, like
so it's interesting. Right, so it's interesting that application. People right, they pour. L'chaim, everyone, and then they make a bracha.
Everybody's an expert.
What? Right, people do that, right? They say L'chaim first. Interesting. So it's amazing that people bring that the post can bring this Gemara down as a riot. You shouldn't do that.
Right.
You hear that? Amazing. Okay. Hajjan Allah Arba Nadar. Hajjan Allah Arba Nadar. Hajjan Allah Arba Nadar.
So this is the quiz of the day. What's the name of Abraham's mother?
Abba Sulu.